Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for follow-up question on the Hap and Hap extender bags.
Beyond 2.
Hey, Chris, just going after the easy question, but wondering if you and Jessica have talked about if Jessica was able to find those bags labeled HGVX1 yesterday for the Hap and Hap extenders.
Did talk about it, Amy, and actually I missed that in the show note because I looked at the column that said report any, so I was like, oh, I'm not looking for a particular serial number. I didn't see the bag name indented above in the way it appears in the show note. So I did report which serial number I had, so I'm sure you guys can figure out what bag it came out of, but I took it out of the same mesh bag that Chris was looking in, so if he's not there now, I don't think it was there yesterday.
For your essay, there's two labeled bags in there. There's like some bags that are labeled SpaceX, and there's a couple unlabeled bags, so I wonder if it's just never got labeled. If you have a specific serial number range, I think the bags say the serial number range on them, you can let me know. Otherwise, I mean, there's plenty in there. I can grab one of each.
Copy all. We're discussing. And Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Sorry to interrupt your discussions, but just want to let you know that you can grab any band and extender from that mesh bag. Just give us the serial numbers of which ones you grab.
Okay, copy and Wilco.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Following up on the other question you had out of Maureen TPC, we are good with your plan to do the helmet swap to 3003, as you suggested.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, I will plan to do that on a non-interference basis with the OFV. If it's going to interfere with the OFV, I'll just put it back. But yeah, it's a pain to get that that 3005 hut in and out of CASA. So minimizing the times we do that, I think, is a good idea. Thank you.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Houston Station on 2 for what's the transfer?
Good morning, Andre.
Hello, Houston. I'm ready for the procedure 2.752 for water transfer, and I have a EDV number 1480 and water supply tank. It has barcode. One moment.
Copy.
Barcode is 00260655.
Good numbers, Andre. You are go in step 5.2 to continue.
All right, thanks. 5.2. Houston Station on 2 for water, sir.
With you, Andre.
Houston, I am ready to step 0.3.1.
Andre, you are go in step 6.3.1. Compressor is unpowered.
All right, thanks. Houston Station on 2, I'm ready for step 7.
Andre, start time is 8:05 GMT. Duration is 40 minutes.
Copy, 40 minutes.
Houston, airlocks on 2 for step 40 of the on-orbit fit.
With you.
In step 40, our SOP gauge is reading 5800. The O2P is 919. The battery volt DC is 20.5. SOP pressure is 5820. And the water temp is a balmy 72.
Good numbers. Go to continue in step 41.
Happy to go.
It's an airlock on 2.
With you.
Amy, do we have Sue Engineer already on 4? If we have a question for them, should we go to 4, or how would you like us to relay that?
We are working on prioritizing space to ground 4. We'll let you know when you can call there to speak to the engineer.
Okay, copy. Yeah, for now, I just have a question about the DSIs.
Copy.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer. I'm ready for step 10.
Andre, you are go in step 10.1. Pump is unpowered.
Pump is unpowered. Thanks.
And airlock Houston on 2, Space Ground 4 is in private, and your suit engineer is there whenever you'd like to give them a call.
Hello, Ewan. How you doing?
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer. Russian compressor power cable is connected.
Copy, Andre. Thanks for being awesome.
Thank you for your support.
I am... Okay. Are we ALS? Can't see it. In EV1, comcheck.
And airlock Houston 2, we have you EV1. How do you have me?
I have you loud and clear.
Copy, and please stand by for data check. This could take up to 5 minutes.
EV1 copy.
Airlock Houston 2, we've confirmed the data. You are go to continue in step 64.
Okay, we copy. Go to continue.
Houston station from the airlock. No anomalies on step 66.
Houston copies.
Houston airlock. We're looking for the status of the configuration in step 78.
Copy. We are putting step 78 in work. We'll let you know when complete.
Chicama.
Airlock Houston, you can continue with step 79 and onward.
Okay, we're going to press on 79, and we'll be waiting to hear on the status of 78.
Houston copies. Airlock Houston on 2, step 78 for comm config is complete.
Airlock copies.
Houston, station on 2 for Columbus ETUs.
Houston's here.
Hey, quick question. I hung up the Columbus ATUs for an HRF test, and then when I'm going to switch them back on, I'm not able to pull two up on those ATUs. It just gives me a busy signal. It seems like it's only the two Columbus ATUs. The other ATUs seem to be okay, but I can get three and four up, no problem.
Copy, Chris. Yeah, so public two in the audio system is completely maxed out with channels due to the activities in the airlock, so that's why you weren't able to add the Columbus ATUs to public two.
All right, I remember that now. That makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Houston, airlock for step 127.
Houston's here.
Houston, Jessica is cool as a cucumber, and her TCV setting is currently 3. We'll keep you updated if we change it.
You copy. Airlock Houston on 2, we did not see good data for the pump priming valve, so could you please repeat step 125?
In airlock, we copy. You're not seeing good data on the pump priming valve, so you want me to repeat step 125. She does have good cooling, but I will go ahead and do that for the full 30 seconds.
Good copy, and thank you.
Stand station, press pump priming valve for 30 seconds while rotating the TCV, and the TCV is currently in position 3.
Houston copies. In airlock Houston, we are seeing good data now, so you are go to continue.
Great, thank you, awesome.
Stand station, Sophia and 2 for verbal procedure review.
Thank you, Sophie.
And I see this, suggested SSC for the robo review this afternoon is SSC4 right now. SSC4 is on the port belt side of the lab. Am I go to relocate it close to the robo so that I can put it close on the starboard side of the lab?
Checking. And Sophie, we are good for you to relocate SSC4 next to the robot, but we are also good if you want to use an SSC that's already close to robot.
Sorry, I could not hear the first part of the message. There is no other SSC close to robot.
Okay, then relocating SSC4 to next to robot works for us.
Okay, great. And for further questions, maybe so that the airlock is good, I'd be happy to switch to 3.
That works for us.
And airlock on 2 for cooling.
Go ahead on 2, Jack.
Just keep you guys updated. Our TCV setting is now 9. She says she felt the cooling at the beginning. We were set at 3 for a while and it's starting to get a little bit warm, so we're just trying 9 out to see what it feels like.
We copy and appreciate the update.
Houston, airlocks on 2. We're in step 151. I'm going to swap over to 4, privatized 4, to do the seat check or the nominal sizing questionnaire with suit engineer.
Jack, we copy. We agree. It's been enough time at pressure. The suit engineer will meet you on 4.
Good.
Jack and Jessica, stand by on 2. Give us a second to get Jessica talk listen on 4.
Okay. This is airlock on 2. We copy that you guys are going to reconfigure so she can hear 4. We're going to stand by while that happens.
Concur. We'll let you know when it's done.
Houston, we were just looking at ATU-4, and Space Ground 4 was not selected, so I just selected it now. That might have been the problem why she couldn't hear you on earlier.
Yep, can you go ahead and make your talk listen on that? My Cronus took 2, just to explain why I'm being needy.
So she's talk listen on 4 on ATU-4 now. That's what you guys want.
Affirm. That should allow the private conference with the suit engineer. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the help.
No worries.
Jack, Houston on 2. We're testing my Cronus knowledge. I'm failing. We need to put UHF in public 4 as well. That will be happening momentarily, and we'll let you know when it's complete. Apologies for the back and forth.
No worries. We'll wait for that reconfigure. Sounds good.
Jack, Houston on 2. We are actually configured on 4 now for Jessica. She can go ahead and do a comm check.
Airlock on 2. We copy. We'll give it a shot. Houston, airlocks on 2 for next steps.
Houston's here.
We are complete with the sizing questionnaire in step 151. The OSE has us going to translation next. We recommend doing the DCM display loss during power transfer, and then we want to put the tools on her, and then maybe a Menox replacement, and save the translation for last, if that works for you guys.
Airlock Houston, back with you on 2. Sorry, I walked you into a little LOS there. My bad. We agree with your plan. When you get ready for translation, pick back up in step 152 to get in a good configuration.
Airlock copies. We're going to do 2.105, the DCM display loss of power during transfer procedure. I understand I can just run through that. No need for you guys to walk us through that, and then we'll go on from there.
Good understanding, good plan.
Thanks. Houston, airlock interrogative. Are we still hot? Is EV1 still hot mic on 4, or is that disabled?
Negative. EV1 is on public call 5, so not hot to ground.
Hey, great. Thanks very much. Houston, airlock, successful warm restart practice, and we're moving on to practicing tools.
Thanks for status.
Houston, airlock, current TCV setting is 7. We're just evaluating different settings to see how they feel.
Copy. TCV 7.
Houston, airlock's on 2 for a full config. Questions?
Ready for questions.
We've been doing a socket swap on the PGT, and we noticed that the right bayonet fitting on the PGT is quite loose. I'm going to demonstrate in the video.
We're watching. And we see.
We're going to stop at the individual clicks. Normally, you can kind of leave it at a click and then kind of react against it a little bit to do the PGT swap, and it just it's very loosey-goosey, if you will.
Copy, Jack. Thanks for the show and tell. We are going to think about that, and we'll get you an answer, but likely not during OSE.
That makes sense. We'll definitely revisit it during tool config, and obviously the desire is that there's a little bit more stiffness needed to the defense, so it stays where it is.
Houston, copies all. Airlock Houston on 2. Just for your situational awareness, we think you have about an hour left in the procedure when you pick back up in step 152. And you've got about an hour left remaining in the activity, but your preference on if you'd like to run long to finish your objectives.
Houston, airlock, thanks for the update. Now with tools here, we think we're going to go on to Medox next, and we might end up skipping the translation, given that the airlock's crowded anyway. And we're tracking 30 minutes for doffing, so we want to be into the doffing no later than 11:45.
And airlock Houston on 2, we copy, Jack. Just to make sure we're looking at the same amounts of time, we also track 30 minutes for doffing, but then we track an additional 20 minutes for other configurations. So we see about 50 minutes left if you skip translation.
50 minutes of work if we skip translation. So do you guys think we have enough time to do the Medox swap now and then do the doffing, and that'll be our plan?
Checking. And, Jack, we think that is doable. We're tracking 15 minutes for the Medox, so that would put you using time math, 1 hour and 5 minutes. Can you just give me a thumbs up if you copy and are good? Copy, thumbs up.
Houston, airlock, interrogative. Can we turn on the HECA, the TV, and the lights on the helmet?
Affirm for all.
Affirm. Houston, airlock, one more question for you. At the end of the Medox replacement, step 15 has us go DCM purge valve open, and in the on-orbit fit check, we actually take the O2 actuator to off first. Any preference on the order of those steps?
We prefer the order per the procedure, and specifically the OFV procedure.
Okay, perfect. That makes sense to me. We'll go via the OFV procedure, and that'll be O2 actuator off, and then the purge valve. That makes sense. Thanks.
Houston copies.
Houston airlock. We tried actuating the HGTV, the HECA, and the WVR buttons, but we're not seeing any green lights. Is that expected or not?
And that's expected.
Okay, yeah, we're figuring that out ourselves too. Awesome. Thank you. Hey, you're 100% one. You're on the right one. It's back like 180. This one is like candid up.
Just a heads up, Jack. You're still on space ground two in case you didn't want us to hear you.
All right, thanks.
And we always like listening to you, but your preference.
Call me radio for nothing.
Airlock Houston on two at your convenience. We've been following along in video, and we noticed that you've been able to easily install the helmet today, and we suspect that you have techniques or tips for tricks that you've developed. So whenever you get a chance, we'd love to hear more about that so we can pass it on to future crews.
Yeah, Amy, we actually gave those tips and tricks to Orbit 2 yesterday because after we did it a few more times, I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the little video that we filmed and everything, and that the helmet, you know, was cleared for go. What we noticed was, I think, the normal technique of just pushing on the visor actuators, because that side has more play in it, I think we were really kind of just pushing the part that moves, not the actual mating part. So when both Owen and I did it like three times yesterday and Chris did it another time too in his procedure, it went on really easily. And I think it's basically just a side-to-side on those visor knobs in the same way that we normally do it, but even a more exaggerated motion, and that seems to do the trick. So, yeah, it does seem to be going on easily all of yesterday afternoon and then also today.
Copy. Thanks for that information, and we'll also go find that video and make sure that the words that you gave yesterday are distributed.
Houston, airlock's on two, looking for some support in step 187.
And airlock Houston, we will perform step 187 from the ground.
You guys are awesome!
Everything is cool since we're part of the team. Copy, thumbs up and okay.
Houston, airlock on two. Understand you guys are doing step 190 as well. Is that right?
Confirm. We will perform 190 from the ground.
To station and two for airhead.
We have a good view.
Copy.
Houston, airlock on two for step 225 of the OFE.
With you, Jack.
Checking if you guys want us to remove the lithium-ion battery.
Checking. And Jack, step 225 is not required today.
225, not required. Thank you, Captain.
Houston, station on two for GEM camera cable swap.
Hello, with you on two.
Hello. I have connected a new HD SDI cable from GEM camera two to the encoder and wanted to check whether you guys are getting good video now.
Copy. We're going to configure and I'll let you know.
Copy that.
Station Houston on two for Chris and the cable.
Go ahead on two for Chris.
All right, we are seeing good video. Two items for you. Want to just confirm that the cable you tossed is serial number 1013, and then we also just want to confirm when you reposition the camera a little bit, moving it around, if we see any video dropouts, because that's what that's what caused the issue prior.
Copy all. I'll give you a little video tour around the gem, and yep, I can confirm. I verified it was 1013 that has been removed. I got that in my hand, and it's 1021 is the new one that's in the crew note, but I figure I'll give it to you as well.
All right, perfect. Thank you. All right, Chris, thank you for the ride. That was super fun. Video didn't drop out at all, so we're in a good config. Thanks.
Copy all. Glad the cable swap fixed it. I'll spend a little bit of time getting some cables bundled and routed, and we should be in a good state. Thank you. I'll put the, and then just to confirm that old 1013 should go in hardware trash, we're not going to save it.
Affirmative. Thank you so much.
Copy all. Thank you.
Houston station on two for EVA conference.
Two.
Yeah, I'm all logged in for the EVA conference on Teams, but I don't see anybody there. It says they should let you in the room soon. Just making sure. It seems like we have KU, so I've expected them to be on already.
Great, copy. Let me check.
Great, thanks, Megan.
Hey, Jessica. The meeting is ongoing, or we're thinking maybe try logging out and logging back in again.
And Houston Station on 2. Yeah, we just tried to log out and log back in. We'll see if we're still stuck in the lobby, though.
I think I see you in now, and I confirm on Teams. All right, have fun. Station Houston on 2 for any crew at your convenience.
Houston Station on 2. We're with you.
Hey, Chris, thank you for the question that you put in a crew note about the five-minute wait after pausing a T2 session. Engineers and BME talked, and we're good with you not having that five-minute wait after pausing. But please do keep the five-minute wait between sessions. That's going to ensure we just have one variable change while they're analyzing the pattern of dropouts. And also, FYI, ICOM is down during this TORU test today.
Copy all. Copy ICOM down during TORU test and copy the, we will not need to wait five for the pause, but we will between ending sessions. So thank you.
Appreciate yeah, of course.
It.
And do you want a call when ICOM's back, or are you good to just track it on the timeline?
I think we're okay to just track it on the timeline. If there's another reason to call us and you package it in there, that also works great. Thank you.
All right. Perfecto. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for the PEPS audit.
50 on 2, minute 30 to handover.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check. The PEPS audit is telling me that we should have a PB of air PBAs in Node 1, DEC 1, and we don't have that here. And my recollection is we used to, but then that all got moved when we did all the Dragon Emer config. And so I was wondering if you guys could double check me on whether that should actually be there or whether it got moved somewhere else during all of the Emer reconfigs.
Okay, copy the question. We'll look into
it. Emer CTB 510 is the CTB number.
Copy.
And Houston Station is on 2. I was able to locate that bag, but it's in PMA 1, not in Node 1, DEC 1. And as far as I can recall, that bag has always been in PMA 1. So I just wanted to make sure we had everything in the right place.
Okay, copy. I'm glad you found it. We're going to double check what the right config is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris. That PMA 1 location is good, and we're going to update our documentation.
Okay, yeah, copy all. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think we had a bunch that were in here, and then with all the various Emer reconfigs, I thought that might have been one of the ones we moved, but that was one that was always in PMA 1. Thank you.
Sure thing. Station Houston on 2 for Chris at your convenience. Couple questions about your crew notes.
Yeah, go ahead on 2.
First, for the Node 1 CO2 PFE, serial number 12, you said it was on the line. Can you just confirm it was between yellow and green on the line?
Yep, yeah, it was as expected on the yellow-green line.
Perfect. Yep, that's a good config. And then copy, you couldn't find the serial number for the P-kit. Can you confirm that the hose serial number is 2005? And if not, as long as there's a kit, a hose, and a T, then that's also good.
The hose and the T serial numbers all matched, but I know on most of the T kits, it's written in pretty big letters on the lid of the T kit, the serial number, and this one was one of the ones that did not have that.
Great. Copy all. That's all good info. Thank you.
General Station 50-2 for Z-Boat.
We are with you on 2. Good afternoon. Good field of view, and you are go in step 1.
Hi, copy, go in step 1, and good afternoon. Very happy to work with you. Hi, drive number 0, Hansel from Sophie on 2 for Z-Bot.
With you on 2, Sophie.
Drive serum number 2009 is in bay 1.
Copy 2009 in bay 1. Copy the thumbs up. And Sophie, we copy bay 2. Can we actually see the other side of that one also?
2010-2010.
Copy 2010. Thank you.
Huntsville from Sophie, but procedure complete. Now working on the solutions.
Looks perfect, Sophie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Houston Station on 2, Capaps and Specs.
Yes, with you on two.
Hey, just a quick thing. Looks like the Emer Air Supply and Dragon, the matrix hadn't been updated yet, but there's an additional T-kit there for so there's five T-kits installed on that one. I put a note in about that. And was I correct to expect the lights to come on in Dragon while I was in there? Is that expected?
Yeah. You've got Dragon awake for the Emer, the OBT Dragon for all crew a little bit later, so it's a little bit early. So it wasn't specifically for you, but I hope it helped.
It certainly helped. I just wanted to make sure I'm not used to the lights coming on while I'm in there, and I assumed you guys activated it, but I wanted to make sure I didn't kick something or something by accident.
Nope, not at all.
Thanks.
Hello to Sophie. And then Chris, real quick, for the PPA bottle not fitting note in your crew note, if you don't mind getting a picture of that when you get a chance, we would love it.
Sure thing. I will take a picture. Houston, station on two with a question about Cygnus.
Chris, ready to talk Cygnus on two.
Yeah, I was just looking ahead a little bit at the schedule, and I know we're doing our Cygnus closeout tomorrow, and as far as I recall, where we last left it is there's a fair bit of volume left in Cygnus, and there are a few JSPs that, you know, we've been generating with draft over the course of the week that are filling up, and we'd obviously love to pack in there, as well as this sort of JSP or near JSP full of excess food. And I didn't see any time on the schedule to pack those up, and I just wanted to make sure we were talking about those and had a plan of whether we could, in fact, do those. I saw you guys said we're no-go for now for the food, but I assumed there would be some discussions. And I just wanted to put that question out there before DPC of what's the plan for all this.
My one.
I mean, it doesn't need an urgent answer. I'm happy to chat at a DPC or at a later point if that's better.
It should just be a second. Okay, Chris. Yeah, so the food is going to stay on board, but good question. For those other hardware JSPs that are filling up, we are going to have a rev to the closeout activity for tomorrow and get those loaded up so we can trash them.
Okay, yep. I think there's some common trash, too, some, like, just wet and dry that could probably go in there. And then for the food, is there a place you want us to stow it? Because it's really just been kind of collecting it in the way in Node 1, and we'd love to move it out of the way.
Okay, yeah, the food bag can go wherever you like. It can go in the free-for-all food area or just wherever you think, and just let us know.
Okay, yeah, this is all food that has been, honestly, out since, like, the crew 10 time. This has been in the that has gone wanted and has been offered back and forth. So I think it's, I'm guessing that maybe we'll try to put it somewhere in the PMM once we can find some space there, maybe.
Yeah, that works. I think it'll probably just be contingency. That's what I'm assuming.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it would be, yeah. All right, sounds good.
Station Houston on two for Chris and Air PBAs.
Bianca?
Yeah, sorry for the go back. For the Air PBA location, we do need them to be in the Node 1, Deck 1 area. It's because if they're in PMA-1, then we cannot isolate that module with the Air PBAs inside.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can. Well, we have a lot of stowage reorg we need to do. No one deck one is currently full, but we'll work on something. And just out of curiosity, when that's supposed to be moved at some point? Because I think those PBAs have been in there as long as I can remember. And we had a bunch out here when we were doing all the EMA reconfigs. I just was wondering if we missed a step somewhere.
Yeah, we're not sure on the history on that. We'll take a look. But, yeah, you're go to move them whenever you can find a spot.
Okay, yeah. It would be helpful just to pass an ISO. So we currently have a bunch of 2.0 CTBs, mostly ECOX. We've got all of Crew 11's ECOX out here, as well as Sergei Kuznetsov's ECOX in Node 1, Deck 1, and it would be great to figure out a place, especially the Crew 11 ones, which we don't anticipate, I guess, needing to move those somewhere.
Okay, we copy all, and we're going to come up with a plan for everything you mentioned.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
And Station Houston on two for Chris at your convenience, looking for another photo for that other PFE that doesn't fit.
And Chris is with you on two, Houston.
Hey, yeah. For the very last item in your crew note for that other CO2 PFE in Node 1, BP214 that doesn't stay in its mount. We'd like a picture of that one, too, when you get a chance.
Okay, yeah, sure thing. I'll take a picture. I mean, it's hard to kind of show it, but basically it's just the collar that the neck is supposed to friction fit into doesn't actually fit. Like, it's too loose, so it kind of just floats out. But I'll take a picture. And I'm waiting to upload the pictures. Just I need to do the Note 3 peps, but I got to wait till folks are done with Aaron. And then I will upload them all in a big batch.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for UDV inspection.
Keep you on 2, Sophie.
The UDV is not leaking, and I'm checking the imagery procedure.
Okay, copy.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for Node 1 closure panel.
With you on 2.
Yeah, just as a heads up, I'm running a little bit behind time. It's not easy to remove this Node 1 close-up panel. There is one screw that is stuck. I'm working on it, and we'll give you more news later. I think it's going to be okay, but it takes a little bit more time than that, what I expected.
Hey, we copy all. If you could tell us which screw is causing the issue, that'd be great, and we suggest maybe it would help to put the other ones in to maybe keep it aligned and then to get that one out. But sounds good.
Yeah, so it's actually the screw that is, I would say, closer to the center line of the module where all of the cables and jacks are, and those jacks are pressing against, and yeah.
Okay, copy. Thank you.
Well, I just got it, so now opening this.
All right, good news. And Sophie, before you put it back, if you could just take a quick look and make sure there's no damage to the panel or the screw, that would be great.
Sure. No damage confirmed.
All right, copy. Thanks.
And Sophie on 2.
Sophie on 2.
So now the Node 2 overhead 4 closure panel is closed. And I'm definitely running behind schedule because I still need to have gather one thing in PMM for this activity, and I did not start the PVA activity.
Okay, we copy. Yeah, I think I assume you should just get as much as you can done before the OBT with everyone, and then we can tag back up after if you need any more guidance.
I'm doing as quick as I can.
No worries. Station Houston on 2 for Jessica.
On 2.
Hey, I would like to confirm it's okay to come on board with video in Dragon during your OBT. Definitely not required, but wanted to get your consent.
Sure, that's fine. And I just to make sure it's clear, I thought that we had some ground support for this, but it looks like we don't. It's just us discussing all of the products. Is that correct?
Yeah, affirmative. It's a choose your own and work through on your own. But we've got the lights on in there for you, and we'll take a look with video. But then, yeah, any questions you've got, feel free to pass them along.
Okay, great. Yeah, actually, we didn't realize that we had these sessions, so we've actually spent quite a bit of time just talking about all of these things in general, and we sent SpaceX some questions as well. So the good thing is we're really pretty prepped for this, and some of these products give us the final pieces that we needed, and we do need to definitely pass some of this along to Andre. So we are looking forward to the opportunity to do it, but we should probably be pretty efficient today since we've talked a lot about it before and already gotten some answers from SpaceX.
Okay, copy all. Yes, that's really good news. I think it normally would be a little bit closer to when you did the reconfig, but it just didn't fit in the plan.
Sure, understand. I guess that's why we kind of thought that we were on our own, so it's kind of good to know that we weren't. We'll get even more info today, so thank you.
Yep, happy to help.
Send Sophie on 2 for a timeline.
Sophie, go ahead.
Just finished the Node 1 VOK gather and the phishing session in 2 PMM. So that was a mission success, and unfortunately, I did not have time to do the PVA activity. And right now, per timeline, we have emergency briefing in Dragon. Is it okay if I do the PVA after?
No issues.
Great. Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and PBA relocate.
With you on 2.
All right. I've got an answer for you. Those 2.0 ECOC CTBs that are in the way at Node 1 Deck 1, you can take either of those and put it up on node 1 overhead 2. Just let us know which serial number you pick. And that should free up space to be able to move the PBAs and CTB 5510 onto deck 1. I think we'd like to get it done before end of day, but doesn't have to be right this second.
Okay, yeah, the PBAs actually are already relocated there. I just currently have Mike Fink's ECOC just kind of floating in the middle of the of node 2 deck 2. Node 1 deck 2. I would say that node 1 overhead 2 is pretty full, but it can go there. It'll just stick down a couple feet.
Okay, copy. Yeah, we're okay with that config. Wherever you think is more comfortable for you.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I mainly just want to make sure we're not, like, clobbering the area for all the vestibule locks tomorrow. But main important thing is the PBAs are there, and they are in good config.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Houston Station, Houston 2, for pictures of the procedures.
Houston 2.
So the pictures as well as videos of the Yelevé Russian infection, plus the one for the PBA, have been just downlinked from SSC 7.
Copy SSC 7. Thank you.
You're welcome.